This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The content wars are on, as you know, the streaming content wars specifically. Netflix, HBO Max, Disney Plus, and all the rest are spending billions of dollars to get new customers. And yes, the biggies like The Irishman and The Mandalorian are getting all the press. But pull back for a minute and think of all the possible streaming customers, because those companies certainly are. And they have been quietly investing in a genre that's got a passionate, a young, and an international audience. Anime, Japanese animation. Marketplace's Jasmine Garz reports.
This might just be the new battle cry in the streaming wars.
Father, why did you send for me?
We just told you why.
So then, I'm supposed to jump inside and fight whatever I saw out there?
Correct.
That's a scene from Neon Genesis Evangelion, an anime classic. It's filled with dark, post-apocalyptic skies, looming monsters, and its hero is a small, sensitive teenage boy, Shinji Ikari.
After all this time, why now? You left me because I was no use to you, right?
Evangelion is also an epic tale about a strained father-son relationship. And this is part of anime's charm. It's filled with symbolism, the storylines are complex, and the characters aren't your standard issue superheroes. They're flawed, just like us.
One of the main reasons I got into anime, you see like these main characters, you can relate to their problems, you can relate to their motives.
That's 16-year-old Taj John. I joined him in Brooklyn after school to watch Evangelion on Netflix. Like so many anime series, it's a never-ending saga. And this is just one anime John follows.
I discovered it when I was like, about 5 years old, and I just became addicted to the medium.
John's school notebooks are filled with drawings, and he wants to study animation in college. This is why streaming services are hungry to sign up young viewers like him. Last year, HBO Max signed a landmark anime deal with Japan's Oscar-winning Studio Ghibli. Hulu has a deal with anime powerhouse Funimation. And Netflix is premiering two more original anime series just this month, soon to be followed by the much-awaited new version of Ghost in the Shell. It's about Tokyo after the collapse of global capitalism. And a cyborg.
23 minutes ago, her brain was hacked into through a data line. Foreign intelligence warned us about this.
It ain't the Little Mermaid. John Derderian is Netflix's head of content for Japan.
Anime is, I would say, one of the most dispersed global phenomenons there is. I mean, really, we see audience for anime in every single country we operate in.
An audience with potential to grow. And to get in on that, Netflix is relying on the strategy it helped perfect, the algorithm.
We like to call it the anime fan that doesn't know they're an anime fan. Say we see someone who's a big sci-fi fan. If we can suggest to them Ghost in the Shell or Evangelion, they might like that.
And it could become yet another way to lock in international audiences and all that growth potential. Michael Pachter is an analyst with Wedbush Securities.
Anime is proof that they're going to try everything until they figure out what works. Is Netflix going to spend more and greenlight even more stuff because they're desperate?
More stuff doesn't look like desperation to Taj John back in Brooklyn watching Evangelion. All these companies going at each other just means more anime for him. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.